Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right.
All right.
We're live, but we're going to start our video portion over here on the side.
All right.
So you might hear some music, crispy music. Ready?
Did you make this beat?
2, 1. Did I make that beat? I'll leave it to your imagination.
I just want to know if we're going to get like copywritten or something.
We won't.
Because you made it.
Maybe. Yes, I made it, Chris.
Yeah, there you go. That's all I'm talking about. Get your producer credits out there, man.
What you're hearing is the video, intro video playing for the YouTubers.
Start a slight walk.
Ha ha.
Bitches like to, like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers podcast episode. Where we at?
255.
Yeah, we almost to 300.
Yeah.
Gonna start kicking niggas in the hole in a minute. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni. Extra cheese and pepperoni, yeah. A.k.a. Talk to Me Nice, a.k.a. Young Chris Kringle, a.k.a. Young Wikipedia, a.k.a. Wiki Rubio, a.k.a. Whoa.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
I like that.
A.k.a. Wick Damone Jr., a.k.a., you know what I'm saying, Wick Ross. That's a...
Prevalent right now.
I'm Wick Ross today, bro. Ross. John Wick. Let's go. What's good, Dalton?
What's good? You know who it is.
I know you got your Dockers on with no underwear, white boy.
It's Dalton Smith, dad gang, out here living this life. Got my my shorts on.
Yeah.
I got a story for it in a minute. But
Speaking of the shorts, I just want to, look, I got a lot of compliments on my legs these past few weeks because they've been out. So this is the equivalent to, like, I guess, sundress season for the men to have their legs out.
The short, yeah.
Yeah, so
the Hoochie Daddy shorts. Yeah.
They're out. Thighs are out for the ladies, you know.
Let's just get casual before we get into, like, the nitty gritty. But, like, speaking of the shorts.
Yeah.
You remember it, like, imagine if we were back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
If we wore these shorts we both are wearing right now.
Yeah.
We would got dogged.
Yeah, bro. We would got flamed up. What got flamed up?
Because they had to be below the knee.
Yeah, but look, we always followed our own dress code. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That's true. What the fuck we was going to do. Regardless, I was wearing short shorts. You know what I'm saying? It was like, who wears short shorts? Chris wears short shorts. I used to get hit with that. But guess what? Now it's in style. Now these want to get their legs tatted and do all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Show their thighs a little bit. But your legs got to be immaculate, though. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have some hair.
My legs is bright. Look how bright my
they
legs
are.
Look
they
at this.
Are. They are. The light right on you though.
Funny story, Chris.
What's that?
So you know my son has been like really big in colors right now.
Right.
So he'll like call it any color he sees, he's gonna call it out.
Yeah.
Like cars, in the house. He'll be like red, green, blue, pink. Yesterday morning.
He saw your legs.
No, not my legs. But yesterday morning, he was doing that while we're reading a book.
Yeah.
While Shelby was changing his diaper. So I was distracted while she changed his diaper. And I'm reading him a book. And he's like telling me stuff. And then when I'm done, I put it down. And this kid is hilarious. He freezes. He touches my arm right here. And he goes, "White? White?" And me and Shelby both just die laughing
because
he ain't never called nobody no color, but he pointed at daddy arm and said, "White,
hell yeah,
white." And I was like, "You know what? You're right, bro."
Yeah, what can I
was like, "I am white right now.
I am white." Yeah, man, I don't even know where to start. Really, how was your week? We always start there. Good week, bad week, indifferent.
Man, it's not gonna lie. It's been kind of hectic, busy. I told you off air, John retired at work.
Yeah, shout out to John, man.
Yeah, but your boy took is responsibilities.
Of course.
And I am I am busy. Like, I'm doing my stuff. Yeah. I'm doing like three jobs, really.
Yeah.
Because when Cody left, I was Cody.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel
so when Cody left, I was Cody.
Yeah.
I'm helping with some of Aaron's shit because he's always over at the machine shop. Now John left, I'm doing that shit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
You can ask for the race.
I'm going to ask for a bonus or something because I'm doing three jobs, bro. I at least give me a $5,000 paycheck. Like, just give me one bonus of $5,000. I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, give me a Chick-fil-A number one with or whatever the spicy chicken sandwich is, with a number with a
12. I got to know my worth, Chris.
Yeah, I feel you.
But so
12 piece something.
Yeah, it's been busy. Shelby's been busy too. So, like, when we get home, we'd be like scrambling because Raiden has not been taking good naps this week at daycare. Like, today, luckily, he took a good one today, but he was cranky because he was hungry.
Yeah.
I got also a story about that in a minute because I told you what happened to Sam's.
Yeah.
That'll be the thing we talk about next. But so she's been busy. So, we've been home kind of scrambling to get him. We've been getting him into bed in time. But, you know, now that we're getting hotter weather, the house is getting more humid. Mm. So, he's been getting kind of hot at night. Yeah. And it's just been like, he's been like, he hasn't been waking up in the middle of the night, but he wakes us up because he'll groan or like he'll do something. He'll readjust himself and he'll whine with his eyes closed.
It's so hot.
Yeah. But we, you know, we're so high alert that every time we hear him make any noise, we're both like, huh?
Yeah.
So it's just been one of those weeks, man, really, like a lot of change.
His black senses.
So it's time it's time for the short sleeve pajamas now.
Yeah. Niggas don't like being hot, Don. They don't like that. I don't know one nigga. You know what? I lied. Let me take that back. My parents will have the oven on downstairs.
Yeah.
Frying chicken, whatever. And like 78 degrees in the house. I come in the house after work. My mom fries some chicken or some shit. I'm like, bruh, it's hot. My niece was over there yesterday. She was sleeping on the couch. I just felt moisture. I had to pick her up and take her to the car. I'm like, bro, she sleep because she hot. She got hit with the hot coma. She didn't want to go to sleep.
She got so hot. She
just, bro, you just got to pass out when it's hot, bro. Like, y'all, we can afford AC. Turn that motherfucker on. It's hot. Niggas don't like being hot. So I'm rating. Baby, I feel you. I can't be hot. That ain't got nothing to do with weight or nothing. That's just like a comfortability thing.
I get you. No, but you know, like.
Like your mom's in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
They're just more humid there than we are.
Like, no, it's dry heat. That's dry as fuck.
See,
humidity kills you more than just dry heat.
Yeah.
Because like if you walk in dry heat for a little bit, you'll feel fine.
Yeah.
But if you just stand in hot heat,
it's suffocating, bro.
And then like if you get any wind and dry heat, you're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Humidity, bro, it's just like it sticks to your ribs, bro.
It's suffocating, man. That shit the worst.
But it's
been humid here in Arlington, Dallas, for the past two or three days.
My AC will tell you how humid it is in my house. Let me tell you how humid it is right now.
Yeah, that's dope. Let me know.
With the AC on right now, because I turned it on. 51% humidity in my house.
On a scale of humidity, is that good or bad? I don't know.
That's bad.
Yeah. Okay.
50% of my house is humid.
Yeah.
Half the air in my house is just humid.
Yeah.
Dog, my house gets so hot. But see, right, it might be getting hot. Our room is ridiculous.
Yeah.
We have the top fan and a fan blowing on us at all times.
And the AC on.
Because it's so hot. Crazy. And then in the winter, that room is the coldest room. It's because we have that window right there.
Yeah.
But, and the house is like 900 years old, but so it doesn't help either. It doesn't have the modern things. But here, let me switch to my face. So today at Sam's, before we get into
the culture stuff,
right before this episode, mind you, we're supposed to be here at a certain time. Me and Chris are always late. Just to get out of the way. Some always happens.
Yeah.
Like. So Barbara don't show up.
Yeah.
Chris has to go to work.
Yeah, whatever.
Randomly.
Yeah.
But today, This is planned, by the way. We were going to, me and my wife were after work. We met up at Sam's because we need to get Raiden some diapers and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Some fruit, snacks, like stuff for the house that we go once a month to get. So we met up. It was going smooth. And then Raiden was just cranky. We got to the produce section. He wanted every fruit we kept putting in the basket. So we grabbed a bag of apples. He was like, apple? I'm like, we haven't bought it yet, bruh. And we haven't cleaned it or chopped it up. You can't have an apple. I had the yelling kid in the store today.
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, but when we got the grapes, lost it.
Yeah.
Lost it. Tears. Because we couldn't get, Shelby was like, we can't give you the grapes. They're not washed.
Yeah.
And he was like, ah, you know, so we were like, you're hungry. So his bag, all he had left from daycare was his bottle of water. Mm-hmm. Boom. Okay. So so I grab him. I'm like, let's go take him to the cafe. You finish shopping. I'll get him like a slice of pizza or a pretzel or something. So I'm walking over to them. I'm holding him, getting him over to the cafe on the other side of Sam's, getting this long ass line. I'm sitting there. I'm there for maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
My stomach gets warm. I look over. I'm like, what is this? I look over. Raiden is peeing out of his pants all over me. So generally at daycare, they change his diaper like right before we pick him up. I didn't check his log because I didn't pick him up today.
Yeah.
But usually they change the diaper. So for him to pee out of his diaper 20 minutes after we pick him up, that means that diaper been on there, right? But way. I'm talking about, I am so Raiden is got pee all over himself. It even got on his socks and stuff. So I'm holding him like this. I'm holding him like Batman Hell Superman. So I call Shelby. I face out because she has his bag in the shopping cart. I'm like, Shelby, emergency. He just peed on me and himself, and I don't have none of his stuff. Come meet me at the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she casually just says, I'll get there when I can. And before she gets off the phone while I'm scrambling to go to the bathroom, she's like, so do we need any ground meat? Just casually. And I'm like, Shelby, are we serious right now? She says verbatim, well, he already peed there, so there's nothing you really do.
Is she wrong, though?
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong.
So, I'm just holding him.
So did the pee like drip to the ground? Was it like that?
No, because it got all over me.
Okay.
Because I was holding him like this,
yeah,
all the pee soaked into me and his outfit.
Yeah.
And then me holding like this, it stayed in the diaper. Because
in his pants. And
yeah, like, but I mean, like it was just him peeing. So yeah, once the pee stopped, it kind of stopped. But he was just wet. So I had changing, in like a. A store is always a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
I went in the family restroom. I had him in there, you know, trying to get him. And, you know, he's already, like, irritable because he's hungry. So yeah, he's just, we're not having a great time.
Yeah.
So it added, like, time to our day.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things. It was just.
You know, I find it interesting, like, especially when the dad is the one having to change the child. Like, I walked in the bathroom, minding my business. I see a Chinaman with his daughter, little girl, on the sink, just changing her. I turned right around. I was like, all right, well, this is what we're doing now.
Because sometimes they don't put changing tables in men's restrooms. It's fucking crazy.
We have one.
Oh, it was in your, at Goodwill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy then. I don't know.
I was like,
maybe he was cleaning her off.
I don't know what. No, I mean, I don't know. I walked in. He had her at the sink.
You about faced.
I'm like, yeah, let me, I don't even, matter of fact, hey, we need somebody to sterilize these
sinks.
No,
we generally look for the family restroom because they're bigger and they have all that shit in there.
Yeah.
But I've changed them at CVS by myself before. Like, I had to rush in there.
Yeah.
Because he pooped. I smelt it. The closest store was CVS, so I scared.
No.
Ran in there. And then.
I had to clean poop at my job twice. In the bathroom, and one didn't. It was an elderly.
Well, people do the retail bathrooms. It's crazy.
No, they, especially the women's bathroom. The women's bathroom is like apocalypse now. Elderly lady, she couldn't make it to the restroom.
I remember that story. Yeah.
Oh my god, it was corn in the shit.
Okay, let's move on.
I'm just saying.
Oh god, let's move on.
Hey, this is my life. My week, my week was it was cool. I ain't even really want to get into much details about work, no shit like that. Let's just get into the shit. You can take it off me. Let's get into the shit.
Okay.
Aubrey Drake Drizzy Rogers
Graham
dropped his response to everyone. It was called Drop It, Give Me 50.
Yeah.
He responded to Rick Ross. He responded to, I was going to say Method Man, Metro Boomin.
Weeknd.
The Weeknd. And obviously
Kendrick
Lamar.
And he said J. Cole's name one time.
Yeah. Which still kind of, we've been getting lyric breakdowns, podcast The same.
Well, the when it dropped, though, it was like, is this real? Is it AI? Yeah.
Well,
that was a discussion for like the first part of the day.
Yeah, which I was getting phone calls at work
about that.
Yeah, I was like, look, bro, I can't. I'm fighting the diss battle right now. You know what I'm saying? At work, I got these customers and employees. Like, I'm not really focused on the diss right now.
Yeah, fuck Drake right now.
Yeah, let me. I got to get through my day.
I got to get this taken care of. Yeah.
So once I finally got home and was able to decompress and sit with it.
Yeah.
I see why people thought it was AI because the lyrics were kind of the same, but a couple of lines were changed and there was a beat change. The second beat versions.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second beat was a little bit more aggressive. They added a What's Beef by Biggie Smalls interpolation with the strings. You know, the Kendrick part wasn't so much. You know, oh, you wear a seven size.
I think Rick Ross got the worst of it.
I mean, what he say? Spend your little check. Leave me alone. I think really who caught the worst of it was Metro.
Oh, that's the funniest line in the whole song.
Yeah, like everybody was like.
No, I literally laughed.
Yeah, it's like, he dropped the beat. Shut your ass up and make some drums.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was cool. But
then he did the drumline video.
Yeah, yeah. And then he sent drummers to Magic City, which is a strip club in Atlanta, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Sit the drum line out there, which was funny.
So, the thing, now, all in all, I like the record.
Yeah, it was a good record.
Like,
no hate.
And this battle's getting kind of fun. I'm not gonna lie.
But I do
like the double entendre of the Drop and Give Me 50.
Yeah.
Because TDE is notoriously known for our 50% splits.
Mm-hmm.
We have a friend who signed to TDE, mm-hmm. and it's documented.
Mm-hmm.
They take half your shit.
So the unexpected hat that got thrown in was Ross.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that we really had any problems.
Yeah.
Is this over a lady as well?
No.
Okay.
I guess in Drake's mind, anybody who was on the We Don't Trust You album is an enemy.
Oh, okay.
Ross didn't really speak negatively in his verse towards Drake on the Future album. He was just doing what Ross does. But I guess Drake was just like, I'm shooting at everybody because y'all clicking up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, 20 against one. The Future line was like, "How you'll never be... I'll never be your number one fan. Like, how could I be your number one fan?" Because Future opened his album up saying, "You my number one fan, dog." Which record shows, you know, maybe you are. And this Future we talking about, I just told you how important Future was.
And then, I remember when they made What a Time to Be Alive.
Yeah, man.
He had the interview where he was like, "Yeah, you get in the vortex of work with Future."
Yeah, like, yeah. And so Ross dropped his record, Champagne Moments.
He went right to the studio.
Yeah, no time. Matter of fact, it was so cryptic because he dropped an IG video before he put the record out of him just in the studio laughing with the record, the beat playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew what it was.
Yeah.
He just laughing. Ross gets on the record, and look,
I love Ross's titles, by the way.
Yeah. Champagne Moments.
Luxurious.
The beat was hard.
Yeah. Classic Ross.
You see, Ross is so good at what he does because he's just saying shit to the untrained ear. If you're not really digging
in. Yeah, of course.
He's just saying a bunch of shit that rhyme and sound good together.
If you're not paying attention, it just sounds good.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. But I have to give credit where it's due. Joe Budden and his companions.
Conglomerate.
They broke down Ross's diss.
Oh, did they?
Okay. Yeah, and I haven't listened to Joe Budden. It took a whole different life. It didn't go viral, but it went crazy on Twitter. And once I listened to it, I was like, oh, this is deeper, darker.
Criminal Link?
It's deeper, darker, right?
Okay.
So much so that I had to call Miles.
Good job.
I FaceTimed Miles.
What's the pulse on Miles right now?
He said he was going to call me back after I broke down my shit to him. Because he hadn't heard the Joe Budden clip.
Okay.
And he didn't call me back. But I was like, well, what do you think about this? Right? This is what I want to talk about.
All right.
ASAP's verse on Future's album was good, too. Basically just saying, yo, I fucked your baby moms for you nutted in her, nigga. Like, stop talking about
me. Oh, I forgot a whole about the ASAP thing. Drake
went in on Rihanna on his For All the Dogs. So ASAP, I mean... this is my wife you talking about, nigga. I got to say something.
Yeah, we got kids.
Yeah, multiples. So, this is what I gathered from the Joe Budden breakdown.
Of Ross?
Of Ross and Drake and why everyone's upset.
Okay.
All right. Again, this is Joe Budden's theory. He's had talks with people. I'm just reiterating. So, Joe Budden on his podcast was like, I had a dinner or a lunch with Larry June.
I was about to say.
His name's Larry something.
Okay.
He used to work for Apple.
All right.
The music side of
Apple. Who ate at dinner with him? Joe Budden. Oh, so okay. Okay, got it.
So in this dinner lunch that they had, Joe Budden, no, Larry David? No.
That's, it can't be Larry David, bro.
How many Larrys is it? Larry June, Larry David. The nigga's name Larry. All right. Used to work for Apple.
Larry Apple.
There you go.
There you go.
Apple Larry. He tells Joe, I want to start a conglomerate, like a content lighthouse beacon, like nobody can fuck with.
Okay.
And I want to assemble. Joe Budden said Larry's words were, I want to start an Avengers.
Yeah, but for content.
For content.
Okay.
This label conglomerate ends up being called Gamma. Also, if you dig deep into the Marvel lore, you know, as you know.
Hulk.
The Hulk, right? He's a Marvel fan, apparently. Now, if you take a look who is on Gamma, as far as artists go, it's going to get interesting.
Oh, so there are artists on Gamma?
There's artists on Gamma.
Okay. You going to tell me who's on Gamma?
I'm going to tell you who's on Gamma.
Count them out.
Sexy Red.
Okay.
Big.
Mm-hmm. Drake's homie.
Big homie.
Yeah.
MMG. Ross. Meek. Gamma. Abel.
Weekend.
Gamma, let me pull it up because I think he thinks it's a game.
I don't think it's a game. I just want to know the names, babe.
French Montana.
Okay.
That's important.
Is it?
French got a cease and desist.
From Drake, I remember that, yeah. There you go.
I'm looking it up, though. Make sure I ain't just throwing up.
I'm just saying. Because
I was going to say Betty Boop.
Who is
Larry Jackson.
Okay, who is a... French Montana and the Avengers, Hawkeye? What the fuck are you doing there?
Nigga, he could be the nigga who was playing...
Agent Coulson?
Nah, the nigga who was playing Galaga on the computer in the first Avengers movie. It don't matter. And what matters is... He's on the team.
He's on the team.
All right. So...
He on the team, he get a ring.
He on the team, he get a ring. I'm trying to see who the artists are. Let me go. Because I want to name...
So there's more than musicians though, right?
I don't know.
Because you said it's like... content. So is Joe Budden a part of this conglomerate?
No.
Okay.
They were just having a...
Oh, like, he was just talking about his plans.
Yeah, this got to be a...
I was like, damn, he grabbing podcasts too? Tell Gamma holla at us.
Hold on, let me see.
I'll have a Gamma shirt on.
So let me see. Snoop Dogg, Rick Ross, Usher, Sexy Red, French Montana, D Smoke.
Usher?
Usher.
I don't care about D Smoke either, but
D Smoke is old boy brother.
Sir's
right?
brother, yeah.
Okay. But it's interesting because Joe Budden's theory.
Yeah.
Prior to Kendrick and the like that.
Yeah.
Was why is Drake always with Sexy Red? He's like,
yeah, he did say, is, yeah, he was is like, she paying
think,
him?
Do you think they just like spending time together? And I was like, I mean, maybe. I mean, she's hot.
Oh, Drake, so I do remember discourse around that.
Right. Yeah, okay, so now we get to the point of.
We're, reached a hit.
Right. Drake, Joe having the dinner with Larry Jackson, talking about the records.
Yeah.
Weekend's not on Gamma, I lied. But there are subsidiaries that are, everything's like interconnected in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
The fact that Drake, especially around the time that Apple started Apple Music, and Drake was hollering, I need some type of cut because y'all use me for exclusive rights.
Yeah, he was the face. Yeah.
Chance as well. The fact that
Chance is big time y'all there.
Larry Jackson left Apple, started his own thing, and Drake is somehow in the inner workings of this. Joe Budden's theory is Drake is getting some type of slice of the pie over at Gamma. And there's a line in Rick Ross's diss, which Joe Budden broke down again. This ain't, I would not have thought about this if Joe.
This ain't your recipe. Okay.
Basically, Rick Ross says something to the point of you're getting the bigger piece of our pie when we're riding in rental cars. Ross alluded to something like that.
Along those lines, okay.
So Joe broke that down. So I had to go a little bit deep, right? Mm. Which is why I called Miles. I said, yo, do you think Drake has like equity or a stake in everyone who's making music through a certain division, obviously, because we broke it down. Sony's one of the big three, right?
Yeah.
And then UMG, and then there's somebody else. But what if there was somebody who was a subsidiary of Universal who's signing all these people, and you know, could Drake get a bigger piece of the pie? Miles is basically like, I don't see why not. Why not? But I was like, but now it makes sense why everybody would be shooting at him if the theory is correct. Why are your hands in my pocket?
Mm-hmm.
And why are your hands in my pocket if we do music together and you already getting a cut up? So instead of you getting
double dipping, so
you double dipping for real.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
hey, can't fault the man.
That's what Joe said.
Because Drake is rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you could buy a plane.
Yeah.
Your money insane.
But you can't fault him from a business standpoint.
Sure, yeah,
but
sure.
But what if we homies? What if we did these records together? Why am I having, we're already
like,
doing.
It's interesting because Drake and Rick Ross had like a relationship.
We're already doing splits.
Yeah.
But now we come to find out you're getting splits on top of like of the split because you're a part of a label that owns something of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking. And Ross's deeper point is, which is why, tell your mama you stayed out late, white boy. Tell her you wanted to hang around the niggas.
Yeah.
So poetic if you really think about it. Because,
bro, when he hit them bottles together,
clean. Bell pepper nose.
Yeah.
Like, it's so poetic because we did give you juice. Ross was Ross before Drake.
Yeah, for sure.
Future was Future before Drake. Kendrick was going to be Kendrick. We said this two pods ago. These people were going to be these people with or without Drake's consent. Drake, he came and helped a little bit, you know, added some star power. But we helped you too, nigga. We helped. Joe said you went to Miami and did it. You went to Houston and did it. You went to Cali and did it.
To fucking New York UK.
To do it. The UK and did it. And now it's like, this is how I likened it to Miles. I had to, in my mind, I had to work it out this way.
Mm-hmm.
I work at Popeyes.
Okay.
I'm a supervisor at Popeyes.
All right.
Miles come up to me and say, I got to feed 15 people dinner tonight. I'm coming to you because I know you can give me a sweet deal with the family pack because I only got $15. But y'all charging $32 for a 16 piece or whatever, right? And I say to Miles, because I'm drinking this situation, I don't own Popeyes, but I can make some shit shake. I say, let me go ask my boss if it's okay if I give you a 32 piece for $20. I know you can get five extra dollars somewhere because I know I'm finna pocket that five. I go to my boss. My boss like, Chris, why you even ask me that silly question? You know, you got the keys to the building. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Why'd you do that? I was like, I don't know. I'm just putting it on the show. Make it look like it's more than what it is. I go back to Miles. I say, Miles, give me 20. I'll give you a 32 piece. Whole time, I could have gave it to him for his 15.
Mm-hmm.
But I made it seem like my boss you said, we got to do it for 20. Mm-hmm. You got a deal, right? 15 going to register. Five go in my pocket. You get to go feed your people. And you're broke. But you completed your mission. You feeding who you gotta feed. Somebody told Ross that, oh, you know Chris pocketed that money. You didn't have to pay Chris. Chris give away free meals all the time. I'm gonna be pissed. Cause you're supposed to be my dog. I only came to you cause I thought you was finna give me a sweet deal.
Yeah, you thought you were gonna help me out.
And you did it. So yeah, I would. Yeah, that's why I'm mad, nigga. That's why I'm mad.
White boy.
It's basically like when you the plug and there's a middleman and you coming to buy work and the middleman add his tax onto what the plug already charging 32.
Yeah.
Now you making this shit 35, 36. Nigga, I just got out of jail. I just got out of a bind. Help me. You know I'm good for it. You know I'm finna flip this and give you your money back and I'm gonna be straight. But you making it extra hard for me to be straight. And I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
And Rick Ross said, got more money than you. Everybody misses crew with that line, which saying like Ross was saying he had more money than Drake. Ross know goddamn well he ain't got more money than Drake. What he's saying is that's all you can say to a real nigga. That ain't got no skeletons in the closet that hasn't already been exposed is that I got more money than you. Okay, so what? My house costs $50 million, nigga. Where you want me to live? That's the next line. Where you want me to stay? Like, I'm mad that we gave you juice when you work at the juice factory. So I get it. But what Miles said, we might get banned. We might get discriminated or whatever.
Discriminated.
But Drake is Jewish.
Oh.
This nigga's tapped in.
No, like, he tapped in for real.
He tapped in for real, bro. Yeah. He using these niggas, bro. He using them. And
at this point,
Sexy Red replied to Joe when all that shit was going on. She's like, oh, you sound stupid. You a hater. But Joe was like, oh, you don't even know. And that's why it's bad. Oh, sweet baby. You don't know what's going on. It's going on. It's above. It's over here. It's happening. It's not happening right here. It's happening right
here. See, the thing with her, she's just having a good time right now because mm-hmm. she's hot. And the reason that she's hot is because she is having a good time.
Yeah.
Because it reflects in
her music.
The way she performs. She just has fun with it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But there, big picture though, is not here right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, Drake is so big. Like I said, like Drake is so big now that he has access to all these things we don't even fucking know. Like we don't know all the avenues that he gets money from.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even like. I can't even imagine his overseas game that we don't even see.
Yeah,
like that motherfucker started the. Like, I'm out in Tokyo.
Yeah.
They know me over there.
He said, I got so much pull, I can get somebody kicked off of the Toronto Raptors if I wanted to.
Which I believe.
Like, what do you...
He is their team ambassador.
Joe said, what the fuck does Drake have to do with Epic Business? Epic Records.
Right.
Why did Drake have to put in a call to get the record with Tim's and Future and Drake cleared? And then he went on to say that Drake even made it a point. I'll clear the record. I'll get the record cleared if I can be on it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you and Future was like.
Yeah. So like, cause look, we.
My bad.
This thing with the, like all this, like this is why it is, it's like a
Game
wild,
of Thrones, bro.
Like it's a wild situation. Cause like all the stuff we haven't seen because these people have been in the same rooms. Like, I know they've been into each other's houses and shit. Like, we don't know their conversations, right. How they text each other, call each other. We don't get to see any of that shit.
That's why
I can't even imagine.
This shit all about real estate, bro.
Right. Because I can't even imagine, like, being in that bubble. Yeah. Because, like, I'm sure it's fucking nuts.
I'm sure it is, bro. And because, it's a bunch of spiteful moods, bro.
Yeah, and it's just. But. I think we talked about this before. I was like, a lot of people don't like this motherfucker. It just is what it is.
But it's not for the shit that we see.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. We don't know all the shit. Like, I can see some of the reasons because I could tell off the rip. He is not one person. If I ever met, I would be like, oh, what's up? It's Drake.
I want to hang out with him.
I would never ask. That,
yeah.
I would, cause I already know. No, he is extra.
A Jedi, but he might be a Sith.
Yeah, but I'm saying he I could tell what a motherfucker, like, because don't forget, this man is a trained actor, good or not, right? And he knows how to play his role.
Look, you remember in Star Wars Episode 1 when Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan went to the planet that Anakin was from? And he was Tatooine. And he was talking to one of the merchants there.
Oh, yeah.
Qui-Gon. He just waved his hand. He put the juju on that nigga to make him do his will. Some niggas got that much charisma. Riz, as the kid called it. Like, I could just wave my hand and get you to forget
That's how power works in our modern society,
that's
right?
That's crazy.
Like,
bro.
I can make these things happen. And you're like, oh, I know Drake can. Like, imagine if someone on our, like, in our community, right, mm-hmm. that we know personally, if Drake did a record with any of them, be nuts, right?
Four bets.
It, like, but I'm saying, like, say that he did a song with Tev, right?
Yeah.
It would be pandemonium out here, right?
Yeah.
Like, because Tev has a good following.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but if Drake, like, was like, Tev, let's do a record.
I chose you.
Like, that pool would be crazy.
And you know what's even wilder? Is Abel's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're actually from the same place.
Yes, and they, like,
never in a
Drake
million, Drake
like,
was
Drake already, brought Weekend to the forefront.
But again, Abel was going to be Abel.
Yeah, because he already did House of Balloons and all that shit before. But I'm saying but that partnership was just like, you thought it was just so perfect.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, y'all both from Toronto.
But for a nigga to say, I want to go do my own thing and do it and be like the number one most streamed artist on Spotify.
Super Bowl.
And then for him to come and diss you, they've been not liking each other mm-hmm. for a while, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. After Take Care.
It's some personal shit.
Yeah, whatever's going on in the city that they come from, it's deeper than rap. It's deeper than the music.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's personal. That's super personal.
It's Game of Thrones, bro. And I'm enjoying it, but this is what I don't enjoy. And we kind of talked about it last time. The fandom.
Oh, yeah.
The goalpost moving. Through all this, we got another leak of a reference. Well, now we're having these talks about what's a reference track and what's.
Like, if you don't know what a reference track is, you don't know music.
The reason why they're saying this is the Jumbotron shit popping leaked. It was a Yachty song.
Yeah.
They're saying you can't call Yachty a ghostwriter because of that. Like, Drake, that's not the same situation as what, what's my man's name?
Quinn Miller?
Yeah. I'm sorry I pointed to my leg. Shout out to Quinn, though, because he's a phenomenal writer, artist, all the way around.
I hope he's doing okay, because remember he had that, yeah, that gruesome,
nah, yeah,
injury. Did he?
He lost his leg.
He's lost his leg, right?
Yeah, in a car accident.
Fucking crazy, man. Hope he's doing well.
He had the Rory and Miles podcast not too long ago.
Did he look okay?
I only caught the audio. I don't know if they.
Did he sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
His whole journey is crazy.
I know.
He started off
bro,
with the dream.
He made motherfuckers wear gloves on their hands, bro.
Yeah, that baseball shit he was doing, yeah. But his career started with the dream. Like, Tricky Stewart.
No wonder he's a good writer.
Yeah.
The dream is one of the best.
And Frank was around the dream at that time, too, which I had no idea. But he, you know, he laid out his whole journey from then to the whole Drake shit. But they were saying it's not the same situation as Quentin Miller.
Yeah.
But here's the end all be all for rap. This is where the era me and Dalton come from when it comes to rap.
To make us sound.
We old. Because the rules are different.
The rules are different.
The rules are even different for the people that's above us.
And they do move the goalposts for Drake a lot.
A lot. But this is the rules. The only thing acceptable in rap for someone else to write for you is a hook. Because if you're trying to sell records and you're just a hardcore rapper, your mind doesn't go to melodics and all that shit, right? Like, it's just, I'm going to,
the song, or someone can write a sick bridge for you.
Yeah. The song's about going to the club. Okay, bet. I can write that.
I got it.
But how do I get the girls involved and how do I sing along? Nah, call Pharrell. Nah, call this person. Call Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Call Timbaland. Sure. I don't know how to do this part. They come in. Now, Tim, Pharrell, Kanye was like, it might sound better if you say it, but this is what you should say. The hook, fine. Give them their credit. They credited. Yachty was only credited as a producer on Jumbotron Shit Popping.
Not a writer.
Mm. That's the issue. He is a ghostwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless if Yachty was going to keep that song for himself, Drake heard it and said,
I want that.
That's still writing. You get 50%. Break it down, Don. You get 50% for making the beat off rip because you're a composer of the music.
Supposed to.
Right. On the perfect world.
Yeah. If we have perfect publishing split, off the rip, the producer should get half the record. You made half the song. You made the composition.
Now, if... Perfect example. School's in session. I did a record for Wale's artist. He's his own man, obviously. His name's Phil Ide. I did a record that he called No Fear. I made the beat in my mom's house, in my old bedroom, just trying to capture a Dirty Sprite 2 type of bounce. Phil hit me up. He was like, what you got? I sent him some shit. A few months later, he sends me back No Fear. His verse and an artist named Tate Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
Also from the DMV area, if I'm not mistaken. Cool. Whatever. Didn't know what he was going to do with it. The last batch of beats I sent him, Wale ended up hearing the beat. And Wale wanted that beat.
Publishing checks.
Me, Jesse, and Dalton went to go see Batman versus Superman in the theater. When Phil hit me up and told me Wale was won this beat. Phenomenal time. Whatever. But back to No Fear. Kyle Banks. Some of y'all might know Kyle. He's a local. He's from Dallas. Started off as a DJ for the UNT parties and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Beat maker. Met him a few times. Very cool dude. He felt like one of us. He added a bass line to the beginning of No Fear. So another artist, her name was Saba, not to be confused with the rapper.
Yes, singer.
She's a singer. She hops on the beginning of the record. She does her thing, and Kyle added a bass line for her to sing over. Now, Phil takes that record because he signed to Wale. Wale got connections to WWE. The record gets chosen to be...
Someone's walkout song.
A walkout song for the WWE next generation of wrestlers to come. For it, they have an event, pay-per-view event. they use Phil Adeno song, I'm assuming through Wale's connection through.
Yeah, because he's a big wrestling fan.
Right. Okay. I know this is long winded, but I'm trying to explain to y'all how this shit go. So originally, when I sent the beat to Phil, he just did a song. And I didn't know if he, because Phil hadn't put out an album. He had put out like a little EP in between that time.
Sure.
I believe Miles had did some beats on there.
Yes.
I didn't have any beats on there though. So I didn't get no paperwork. But since this is a now, this is now, it's not going on the album, not on the mixtape. It's on streaming. It's just a song. But a conglomerate as big as WWE is using it. Paperwork is getting sent. Now I'm talking to Phil's people and I'm talking to WWE people. Whole time they talking to Dalton. And they were talking to Winter a little bit in that mix, because this is when I was with Winter. Answering emails. I don't know how to sound professional in my emails. So they're talking to Dalton and Winter, really. Dalton's reading over everything. He says, Chris, you're 50%. This is the first time I ever heard of this shit, because the only other contracts we signed was for Chaz, I think, up until that point. He's like, Chris, Cal's getting X percent of your percent because he did that baseline. And I was like, oh, word. Yeah, bet. I want him to get his money. Whatever. Like, that's fair. And Phil had to split his shit
with Take Cobain
and Saba.
Saba.
Because of the features. So 100% of a song, a rapper producer, 50-50. I had to split, I think. I don't even remember what my split was with Kyle.
It wasn't much. It was like 10%.
Like 10, 15, something like that. Out of 50 now. Yeah. But they had to split their shit 25,
25, 25.
25,
yep.
That's how this shit goes. All right? So I don't even know why we got... Where did we start? Why did I get in the split?
Because we were talking about like Yachty not being like credited on
boom.
It.
Boom. So the reason why I broke all that down is to show y'all how splits work. If you are a writer on that song or you write the music, of course.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today, niggas is using Fruity Loops and Ableton and Reason. Niggas aren't sitting there writing out sheet music. So, no, you're not technically writing the music. But the fact that you came
up with... But you are making the composition.
Yeah.
So that's composition, lyrics, two separate things.
Two separate things. Pete, now... The reason why Yachty was probably afforded a production credit on Jumbotron Shit Popping and Back Outside, because he had a contribution for both those songs. I think there was another one. These two in particular. Is because he had the beat first. He was rapping on it, and he probably was like, hey, Dre, you should do this. So him even finding the beat gets him credit because it's being used. And then the producer who actually sat down and made it gets it.
That was kind of like
A&R.
It's like throwing you a bone, kind of. It's also another way you could kind of get around being like, he didn't write nothing.
Right.
Because he's not.
Right.
He just helped with the production.
Right. But Yachty's not credited as a writer on Jumbotron Shit Pop.
That's what I'm saying.
So when you're, and this is the rule, ghost writers are ghosts because we don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all back end stuff.
So yeah, Yachty could have got a new diamond chain off that just because he was left off that credit for writing. But a random Atlanta number sent it to someone who's a viral tweeter.
Atlanta, you say? The plot thickens.
It was that's the talk.
I got you.
It was a random Atlanta number sent someone Yachty's reference, because that's what it was.
Yep.
To Jumbotron shit popping, which is one of the best. The fact that Yachty wrote this line, I already was like, once Yachty dropped Poland, I was like, okay, let me lock in. Like the meme I used for Brandon today, the lean up, like I'm engaged.
Yeah.
The fact he wrote,
you fuck with Yachty, man.
The fact he wrote that shit kicked in like a 2-time world champ. I thought that was Drake. I really did. Yeah. I really thought, because that's penmanship to connect that. Like, I just took something, it kicked in, soccer. Like, that's fire to me. Yachty wrote that. Mm. Drake just delivered it really, really well.
Yeah.
But now we know Yachty wrote that. Come on, man. Yeah. Y'all stop playing with Lil Boat. Stop playing with Boat. Because he one of them ones, clearly. That's why Drake fucked with him. But yeah, he didn't get no credit. Internet, Aubrey's Angels. That's what they're called. Aubrey's Good Angels name. Moved the goalposts. It was like, oh, this isn't ghostwriting. We heard it and knew Yachty wrote it because this is something Yachty would do. And da 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 da.
Right.
Nah, nigga. Nah, okay. Nah. When you break down the eggs, cheese, potatoes of this shit.
Tell me this, Chris.
What's up?
Does Khalil move the goalposts for Drake?
Today, no.
Okay.
Today, he don't. Because I think the wool's been pulled.
He didn't see enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had to wait for the other shoe to drop.
Because he used to.
Oh, he used to.
That was his man. That was his man's.
But I think he came to a point of realizing all this shit is Tetris. It's just a bunch of moving pieces. Yeah. You got to make them fit. But I said all that to say, Aubrey's Angels.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop moving the goalposts. Now they coming at Kendrick. Like, where is he at? Where is his diss? Like, Drake didn't wait 3 weeks to drop his shit. And on top of that, this is the third week that like that has been number one. Now Spotify, once again, to that Bloomington Post, Huffington Post, whoever, Bloomington. Spotify is a little bit more okay because this is what they actually do. But they put a billboard up in Times Square saying hip hop is still the number one genre.
Yeah, I didn't see that yet.
We knew that.
Yeah.
Even if y'all tried to make it seem like country was creeping up or this and that, like,
no, country just for their genre, they're at an all-time high.
Because of streaming.
Yeah, because people can catch up on it now.
Yeah, but nah, nigga. Anytime.
Weak ass shit.
But this is where I'm going to end the music talk and we can move on. We ain't got to talk about music for the next 8 podcasts if you don't want to. Unless Kendrick drop. If Kendrick drop, I'm there. I want to say this.
Say it.
If Kendrick did not do what he did on Like That, imagine how many mouths would be closed right now. Think about that. How many podcasts would just be paying attention to
nothing?
Whatever. How many analysts? How many? Sure. If Kendrick didn't do what he did, Spotify had put up that hip hop still the number one thing? No. Because 3 weeks in a row, Future's Like That has been number one.
No,
fuck no.
It caused dialogue.
It caused other music to be streamed. Us to go back to did Drake say this? When did Kendrick say that? Where's J. Cole at on all this? Future might have been shooting at Drake this whole time, and we didn't know.
As we say in the business world, competition is good for business.
That's why you will always see, not too far, a 7-Eleven in Texas at least, a 7-Eleven Quick Trip, they're going to be by each other.
Oh, yeah. Because they're going to try to take each other's customers.
One's gas price, they might be the same one
day. It's the same thing with CVS Walgreens.
They're going to be by each other, bro. They're going to be by each other. That's just how this
same prices, same shit.
Who got cleaner toilets today?
It's just, where we at?
Whose parking lot's the less full or whatever?
But you, like, competition is good for business.
So, without, the point of me bringing that up is, Kendrick is an anomaly. And let me be the first to say, I hated Kendrick too.
Yeah, he did. Facts.
As a rapper, as a enjoyer of music.
It took him a while.
I didn't get it. I didn't understand.
It took him a while. Trust me.
I don't know who I told this to. Oh, I told this to Steph at Raiden's birthday party. I told him. I said, bro, I didn't understand To Pimp a Butterfly until I had to try to walk home from HRS to our apartment.
Listen, when Chris, I remember this day, because Chris had to call me.
Yeah.
And he basically did what I did with the Future shit. I get it now. Because he was forced to sit and listen to it.
I had to walk home and I was like, what's an album long enough for this journey?
To Pimp a Butterfly.
I said, To Pimp a Butterfly. I said, let me put it on start to finish. I didn't even make it home. I had to call Khalil. Bro, I'm like halfway home.
That's far, bro.
Yeah.
That's a far, as a walk?
Yeah.
I said, because there's no direct route. That's far.
Yeah. I called Khalil. I was like, bro, I'm like halfway home. Please. Like, come scoop. He's like, I got you. I'm coming. But up until that point, I listened to Pimp a Butterfly all the way through, and I was like, damn, this nigga's good. Like, yeah, good. Of course, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I like the heart part, whichever heart he was on. Swear to God, some of y'all just don't know Kendrick. I don't know if that's two or three. I don't know.
I think it might have been two at that time.
Yeah. But I was on his music, like ADHD, like Section 80, I fucked with. Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, but I just was like, okay, he's great.
Yeah.
But I didn't think of him like,
yeah, you were like, let's pump the brakes.
Yeah, like, yeah. I never thought that, because I'm a Jay-Z fan, so he not saying anything as far as like.
Yeah. I remember when you went back and listened to Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, it meant something. Like,
and then, oh, and when Damn came out, though, you were.
Damn was hard.
Yeah, you were like.
Damn was crazy.
That was like the nail in the coffin for
me. I didn't really fuck with about Damn is how overhyped everybody made the Duckworth song because of the beat switches. I was like, anybody could throw three samples together. What are y'all doing?
Yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah.
But
and then
that was my only gripe.
Yeah. Well, you really didn't like it because Ninth Wonder had that whole class on it and you were like, bro.
Niggas do this shit for fun.
Yeah, bro.
So I didn't understand it, but not everybody might think like that. Yeah, I get it. But
I think that was the final nail in the coffin where you're like, nah, he good, bro.
Nah, like,
he stamped.
We Humble was like the number one record that year.
And that video is incredible.
The fire video, pun intended.
Still.
But I was like, yeah, bro, nah, I get it. Like, so even me and Armani going back and forth, like, Kendrick not like that. I'm like, nah, bro, he liked that. And I think what I think what it is for real, especially from a rapper standpoint,
sure, yeah,
is when you feel like you do something better than another rapper,
of course,
and that rapper's getting praise, you're gonna feel away. You're gonna hate. And I think that's Lupe's issue with him too. Cause Lupe is now we talking E.T. Kendrick is E.T. Lupe is the nigga who sent E.T. to Earth in the first place.
Yeah, Lupe was.
Lupe's a bona fide hater of Kendrick Lamar. Like, we have receipts.
He don't like a lot of people,
but Kendrick in particular.
Yeah,
because he said, just because you rappers have this way of putting their arm around you for a show, but in their mind they're really pushing you away. Rappers have that. I feel like the worst. I deal with it. I know rappers that treat other rap. I see it, especially on Dallas rapper Twitter, what niggas say behind closed doors versus what they say in person.
Oh, yeah.
The tea I could sip. You know what I'm saying? But that's just rapper ego.
Yeah, it is.
You're supposed to have it.
It's. Rappers just have a natural chip on their shoulder.
Natural.
Lupe just has it really bad.
Yeah. And but we need Kendrick, bro. He moves the needle.
We need all these motherfuckers, really.
We need them
because it's keeping hip hop like up to the top. Because like
that competitive.
I'm talking about like I don't think people when we keep saying Kendrick has a Pulitzer Prize. That is not a light accomplishment.
He's the first rapper to get that. They only award that for jazz and classical.
Yeah, music. Because Pulitzer means you have benefited something to society as a whole. Like, they're saying this album was so well crafted. It benefits society. Bro, Pulitzer Prizes for like scientists and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, and he's a rap. You know how much they, you know how hard that probably was for them?
I don't think it was hard at all.
No, but I'm saying like, when they, like, for the community.
Yeah.
Like,
the other people.
Yeah, like, not the award givers. Not the
institution.
But, like, when they were like, yeah. What? I invented a robot.
That's like when they had to accept Basquiat.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it shakes shit up, and that's what you want. Yeah. Because there is too many times where all these other, because if you want to talk about.
Y'all don't, I don't think y'all, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But just the intro to DNA. Let's just start with that.
I got.
Kendrick starts by telling a story. It's like, I was walking down the street, you know, and I seen a girl or a lady, and she looked like she lost something. And I went over there to help her. And she looked up and shot me, and she was like, you did lose it. You lost something. She switched it on him. You lost something.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, huh? What'd I lose? Yeah. She was like, Your life. And then Kendrick Lamar, and start. Oh, I don't like it. Motherfuckers want to see us in the streets, dead for show. And then the last thing is like, oh, I don't like it. And then Kendrick goes immediately after the news clip of them talking about All Right and the police brutality and blah, 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 to I got royalty, I loyalty inside my DNA. DNA. And then, not even that. It don't stop there.
No.
Shout out to Mike Will. Why he's one of my favorite producers. Because there's no synthesizers. There's no keys. There's no... It's literally drums, a triangle, and Rick James screaming, give me some ganja. And then you break that down and say, damn, he dealing with so much. This nigga just need to smoke to alleviate his... Give me some ganja. Like, what the fuck? What are we talking about?
Yeah, Mike Will nasty, bro.
I was just saying, Kendrick's mind to even go from...
Because, like, another thing.
What the fuck?
Another thing, he is an artist. He raps unorthodox. Like, the way he structures a song is unorthodox. I mean, we also got to give credit to Mixed by Ali, bro.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck, bro?
He's doing his thing. Yeah.
Bro, because...
Yeah.
I can't imagine, like, you do a J-Rock record. You're like, all right, have a nice day, J-Rock. Kendrick walks in, you're like, fuck. Because you know you're about to be doing some... Yeah.
Panning and...
Because he probably has, like, scientifically broken punch-ins on his page. Like, he probably has this shit mapped out like a
What's
fucking
What's also crazy
madman.
Is Schoolboy Q, while he was doing his media run
For Blue Lips?
For Blue Lips. Uh-huh. Him and Ali were that.
Yeah.
They were that at first.
Whenever... I saw them in Deep Ellum when they were still coming up, like Kendrick dropped Overly Dedicated and then Schoolboy Q just dropped Setbacks. Mixed by Ali was Schoolboy Q's DJ.
Yeah.
And he said, and Schoolboy Q said, I still owe this motherfucker $20. Someone buy my album tonight.
Yeah.
And then.
That's hard.
So like, we seen it.
Yeah.
But like.
It's crazy just how the dynamics go.
Absolutely.
The fact that Schoolboy, even in one of his interviews, I forgot who he was sitting with, he was like, I told Kendrick how this shit was going to go for him in his career.
Yeah.
While we were sitting on the old shaggy-ass couch in the studio, it was like, you're going to do this, and this is going to happen. Because they all knew Kendrick was going to be the one. And for niggas like J-Rock, like Schoolboy Q, and all them niggas over there, that original TDE crew.
Black Hippie,
to sit back and realize, I do something different and I'm really good at it. I do something different, but he's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And like, throw their hands up to give up the resources and the studio time and whatever else, rides and make sure he got weed and bitches there or whatever he need to do what he doing. Let's keep doing that and put our shit to the side. Because he the one.
Yeah.
He gonna raise all our stock. Kendrick is needed, bro.
He was the face.
He's needed.
Yeah.
And I even had to go back and listen to The Heart Part 5. Because I remember what I was going through when that record dropped. And Ryan had pulled up on me to make sure I was straight. And I went on Twitter, and somebody had changed their profile pictures to one of the faces he morphed into.
What a great video.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Because I was, you know, I'm off the grid. Matter of fact, you know, it was the day I didn't have my phone. And he was like, bro, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. So I we pulled up YouTube, and I sat there and watched it. Mouth to the fucking floor. Like, what is this? And then he'll morph into Nipsey's face at the end and speaking from his perspective. What? And this is why it's okay. It's more than okay. It's awarded and afforded for him to not want to be in a big three with artists that I feel like Kendrick actually feels like they're capable of making real art. But they sold money, power, respect. But the last one is better. He said that. He feels like Cole and Drake can make compelling music. Even if Drake, if his whole career was just talking about our human experiences through relationships, rather it's with our parents, our uncles, our aunts, women, Drake has a very poetic way to talk about relationships. Cole has a very poetic way, which I honestly, I don't know because I'm not the hugest J. Cole fan, but I'm sure to his audience, he has a very poetic way of speaking directly to that thing. The same way that Kendrick has a very poetic way of speaking to it. But Cole is kind of caught in the middle child of both those worlds. And Drake is all glitz glam at this point.
Yeah.
So for you to say we're anything alike, and I know you could be better, and you know you could be better because you can sit here and see.
You said it. If I was a conscious rapper, I'd have all your fans.
And y'all not do it? Nah, we're not the same.
I'm a Martian.
Because you are more, you're more in this for that. And it's not about that. And then for him to go away, well, however long it was in between To Pimp a Butterfly and Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. However long that was,
between Pimp a Butterfly and,
you mean, oh, Damn and Mr. Morale. I'm sorry. Damn and Mr. Morale.
Because between Damn and Mr. Morale, you had the Black Panther album.
Yeah.
Untitled Unmastered, which was just cut songs from that.
Right.
But between the actual albums.
Damn and.
5 years, maybe?
5 years.
Yeah.
Dropped the album.
He, two kids.
And then go in.
Highest selling tour of all time.
The hip hop Grammy. The rap Grammy. For Mr. Morale. After 5 years.
It's got a sting.
What are we talking about?
And then don't forget, highest selling tour.
Highest selling tour. But shout out to Nicki as well. She has the highest selling female tour of all time.
Yeah, I mean, her fans are rabid.
And I was super unaware. Missy has never headlined her own tour in her whole career. She's about
correct.
To,
she's always been a
added.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes going on tour with her and Ciara. So that'll be dope. Shout out to
our generation is hype right now for that.
But yeah, that's
they play 1-2-step, it's a rap.
It's fucking crazy for people. And then like I said, I tweeted that, you know, you gotta be a certain person to be ready to look at yourself in the mirror and listen to Mr. Morale. And I remember that night I was listening to it. I got towards the end of the album and I texted my sister and I was just like,
oh, you did text Jennifer.
Yeah, I was like, yo, we need a dialogue has to happen. What Charles Barkley said, we need to start a dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I'm hearing stuff that refers to her life, my life, my brother's lives, all in this album. And it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be like, damn, that did happen, and I tried to grow that, from it and forget.
Yeah, that album is very personal. Like, it just, especially the second half, man, it's like, because he gets through like the radio stuff in the beginning, and then you get to the second half, and oh, now we're talking about this. Once Ghostface popped up, I was like, oh, we're here now.
Yeah.
We're here now.
We're on a different type of time.
Purple Hearts.
So, again, I just feel like for the average listeners, if Kendrick's not for you,
that's okay.
That's okay. But don't discredit what he's
doing. That's what I'm saying. That's what I don't like.
Don't discredit.
That's the only thing I don't like about any of that stuff is, like, if you don't like their music, that's fine. But don't act like he's not good at what he does or he's not important.
Yeah. That's fucking
because crazy. You might not like it.
But he moving the needle.
Yeah, you can't deny that.
He moves
like you don't like J. Cole as much as the other person, but you know he moves the needle.
Yeah.
I don't like Drake like the next person, but he moves the needle. And I've already said I respect a lot of stuff that he does. Like we can't deny his importance. But that's why I'm a big proponent for Nelly all the time. Yeah. Because like Nelly was fucking gangbusters, bruh.
Yeah. He went crazy.
He was no one moving units but me, Pimp Juice, and I. And I mean, I'm sorry. Pimp Juice, and us.
Yeah.
Like, because he's not wrong.
I feel like Ludacris should be.
Ludacris doesn't get talked. Like, Ludacris was so consistent.
I just watched his hot. He did a hot one. He did Hot Ones. And Sean Ed was like, is it a fact that you purposely went into release therapy with the objective to win a Grammy for best hip hop? And he said, absolutely. And he won that year.
Yep.
And he was like, I've been in the category with 50 and Jay and Nas and Eminem and then Kanye all these time years, and I always came up short. So I went into it with that in mind. The same way Killer Mike went into it with his latest album
mm-hmm.
that he won the Hip Hop Grammy for.
And the thing with the release therapy, that was like his comeback album because he was kind of gone for a bit.
Yeah.
Came back with it, cut his hair.
Yeah.
His
sideburns was gone.
His father was dying.
Yeah.
Like, it was like.
Also, I know you hate Travis, but he said something that I feel like if more artists stopped hiding behind their hurt.
Travis said this?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know who. He was on The Shop.
Oh, okay.
And they asked him, how do you feel about being nominated 10 times and not winning? And I just read the quote, but basically he was like, I know a lot of other rappers say they don't care about that shit being the Grammys, but he was like, I care.
Mm.
Like, this is what.
Yeah, I mean.
So when rappers, especially J. Cole, when he said, them crackers never did nothing for me on the album, nigga, you won your first Grammy with 21 Savage, and you said you were happy for him. So for you to discredit it at this point now because you never won your own, that just shows your bias. But you won one.
So that's what he's alluding to, the hate in their heart?
Yeah, the fact that people, they're so dismissive of it because they never won. Because I can't see J. Cole winning a Grammy for The Fall Off coming up and him not accepting it.
So, and also, just imagine you're at this level.
Beyonce's never said fuck the Grammys, by the way.
Right.
Never.
So imagine
even after the fact, the nigga who was running the Grammy committee said maybe women should just step it up.
Mm.
Still didn't come out and say, because that is a prestige award that means something. So any Drake and Cole, these light skinned niggas, when they come out and say fuck the Grammy, Hoes has two, but he won a lot. But like his talk is more. He's more. Capping for his wife than himself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
he's like, she got all these things. What's up?
So it's like, you ain't win. So you don't know how I feel. So shut up.
But I mean, Travis made a good point.
Yeah.
But just imagine being at that level, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine being at the level, right? And you've gone 10 times and you haven't won. That has to hurt.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Because like we're here. I'm in the building. I got a fucking. So I'm in the front three seats. I'm right here.
And I performed.
Because at one point, you're Grammy nominated. But, and that title never leaves you, right?
Yeah.
They always use it, just like Academy Award nominee. But it doesn't hit the same as a Academy Award winner. Grammy winning artist, right? Doesn't matter if it's won or not. That title, it's literally ingrained in the music history.
History.
That you, and like, and there is so little praise for hip hop in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to, like, we talked about it. Will Smith was the first one to win. And they didn't show up because they were like,
y'all not televising this shit.
Yeah, you're just gonna give us this shit off air?
Yeah.
Like, respect us, right?
Type shit.
Like, nah, this shit matters, bro. Like, regardless of who runs the shit, we know the shit. We know that the odds are against them.
Yeah.
Right? If it's anytime there's like a rap artist and best new artist against a pop star, the pop star wins.
Yeah.
If Taylor Swift is in a category, she cleaning up because that's how that shit work. But like, hip hop is like inching its way up into these things. Like, you got hip hop songs on pop charts now.
Yeah.
So like, don't, like they said, it's the biggest music in the on the planet.
Planet Earth.
Planet. If you go, when I was in Japan, they were playing hip hop in fucking ramen shops, bro. Like, songs I fucking know. It wasn't even Japanese hip hop. It was like, I was hearing fucking Nas eating ramen in the middle of fucking Tokyo.
That's hard.
Like, do they know what they're saying? Maybe some people do. But most people just, like, this shit, that shit resonates, bro. The fashion, like, it's the most copied. Look, let's just keep it a meme, bro. Black people are the most copied race on the planet. And hip-hop has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Because y'all are the originators, creators of this shit. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's
that's why they're trying to erase history out of the class.
Exactly.
Because if you take away the history of it,
they going to act like
it never happened, and we can start from new. We're all equal. We're all equal. Even level playing field. But if we know, if future generations know what we have to endure and how strong we have to be, our oppressors know they're that strong because they got a whole history that they're carrying on their shoulders. That chip, that's why they jump so high. That's why they put words together so well. That's why their eye for like architecture is different. That's all these things are based off of what y'all did to us and what we had to take and make into something greater. Like, that's why they want to erase history.
That's so
we can lose our superpowers.
So that we have. That's why, once again,
but if you know, you know.
Bring back the point from earlier. This motherfucker won a Pulitzer Prize. That's all I'm saying. Come on,
Come on, man.
Bruh. And then Jay-Z being inducted to the Songwriter Hall of Fame, and he doesn't write music. These things should not be taken for granted. These people should not be taken for granted. Because when they're not here anymore, like when DMX passed away, that hole could not be filled.
Two number one albums in the same year.
That hole could never be filled. These people... The one of ones don't happen often, all right? They don't happen in sports often. They don't happen in fucking music often. Because they're one of ones, man. Like, that's appreciate these things while they happen. So.
And yeah, stop letting your biases, like, negate.
Because, like, greatness. We know firsthand, Miles was nominated for a Grammy this year. And he didn't win. And hell yeah, he was pissed. I'll be pissed too.
Still didn't say fuck the Grammys.
No. Cause you know, cause he knows.
That's like Steph saying, fuck the NBA title. I ain't never won. Fuck it. What?
He did win though.
He won four.
No, so I say he did win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it's like
imagine being an NBA player, like, I don't care about no championship.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Now I am sure there are players who are there for a paycheck. I know that's factual.
Oh boy, who just got
but you see
Toronto Porter?
Yeah, because he was betting and shit. But himself.
What a loser.
But you can tell who got that who have that competitive spirit, that dog in them.
Yeah.
Kyrie is a fucking dog, bro. He wants to win.
Yeah. Luka, the Mavs in general, they're doing great.
But like you could see the players that want to win, like
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Get well soon, Jimmy.
Yeah, they're about to
like ACL.
They're wrapped.
ACL.
It's cooked. Yeah. They're about to lose.
Yeah. But you know. But man. Stop that with Kendrick, bro. Can't do that with too many people.
But
any closing statements?
Yeah, we'll be wrap this up. Trying to think if there's anything.
If you haven't started watching X-Men 97.
Oh, shit. But watch it.
It's great.
Watch it.
It's phenomenal.
Watch it.
The
weekly wait is now killing me. It's like, it's tough.
Yeah.
It is fucking tough. I heard the Fallout show was dope.
I heard so, too. I've been hearing
things about Fallout. I don't have Paramount Plus. But,
neither do I.
However, I'm going to get it for that Knuckles series.
Oh, yeah, with Idris,
right? I'm going to wait till it... I think they drop it all at once. So once I'm going to get that, you know, I always do the free trial thing. I'm going to get that free trial, watch it, cancel it.
I saw that they, Keanu's playing Shadow or something?
Yeah, confirmed. Keanu Reeves' Shadow in Sonic 3, which comes out this Christmas.
Fire.
So, woo.
I did see the animators for the Scott Pilgrim show on Netflix is, like, upset of how bad... He basically was like, the dropping everything at once metric is bullshit. Like, imagine that they dropped all the episodes of X-Men at once. Like, it sucks, which we kind of touched on about Invincible. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but I know we talked about it last week on our way here. I just thought that was interesting that creators are now... But, I mean, even back when this all started, like, the streaming thing started... You drop every episode at once to binge, and then you got fans saying, when's season two dropping?
Yep.
Because like we just didn't put like over a half a year of work into making this. You know what I mean?
The normal population doesn't understand how hard it is for production to come into play, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. When you were like, why didn't they just drop the four episodes for Invincible or whatever?
Yeah.
Because like as now that... We've been in the game for a little bit. This shit's just turning back into cable one.
Yeah. Disney even said they're finna set up like
a channels.
Yeah. What the?
So, history always repeats itself, bro. We know this. But,
I tweeted.
It's just the metrics. So, they found weekly works better because dropping all at once, you have like a 1 to 3 week window where it's like really high and then it's just a steep fall off because everybody's done. Especially with Netflix shows, they're like generally 8 to 10 episodes, right?
Yeah.
And if it's a show we really like say it's like Stranger Things or something like that, that bitch is going to be finished in a day or a weekend, right? Like I finished the live action One Piece in 2 days. We finished the live action Avatar in 2 days because that was highly anticipated, right? We knocked it out. So it's one of those things where... I don't know. I think it really depends on the property itself. If it's something that was made more like a movie, I'd rather it drop all at once. But if it's like an episodic like X-Men is, I would rather have it weekly. Mm-hmm. Because having that time to like breathe and like, because X-Men 97 has been coming with some fucking haymakers, especially last week's episode. So like waiting a week after that, I was like, ooh, what they got next, right? Like I'm excited. Like, it's keeping me engaged, so... And obviously, I'm used to weekly because I watch anime. So, animes drop weekly on Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. So, I'm always watching shit weekly anyway. Shit comes out Thursdays, Saturdays. Me and Shelby be bouncing them out. No, we don't binge them because we watch...
That's what I meant.
Yeah, so, like, it keeps you engaged. It does.
It does.
But if it's made, like, in the... Because the thing with Netflix, they usually film them like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you think of it like a 10-hour movie.
So you want to kind of want
to... I like to binge it that way. Yeah. Because, like, the way it's, like, framed and everything, it flows better if you just watch it continuously. It's because it's not cut for, like, episodic stuff. Like, imagine waiting for Stranger Things every week. Remember how tiresome it got to watch The Flash every week?
Yeah, because they were dragging.
And it was 22 episodes.
But, like... Stranger Things don't have fillers, though.
Right, because it's short, concise, but it's made like a movie. Yeah. It has a central narrative.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Flash.
CW got the budget for that already.
But had the Flash, you have weekly episodes, and you have a Monster of the Week format. So, like, it's like an enemy this week or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the last, like, 7 or 8 episodes is, like, the big finale finish. So, but, yeah.
I am enjoying X-Men though more than I thought that I would.
Same, because I knew it looked great, like the animation style. I was like, oh, this looks dope.
Yeah,
but you know, I love the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah,
like, but was it like the best cartoon in the 90s? No, but the theme song's hard, and X-Men, it's the best Marvel show for the 90s by far. But then you have Spider-Man. I like Spider-Man a lot.
More tapped in with Spider-Man.
But we're not going to act like Batman wasn't the best cartoon from the comic books.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then you had that in Batman Beyond and Static Shock. Like, those are all better to me. But it's a very good continuation. I like it a lot. And they're doing their fucking thing.
Yeah, last week's episode was hard.
It's honestly one of the best animated things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because it just flips the switch on you. And it just...
Crazy.
It's like...
I had to... I went back and started watching Wolverine and the X-Men.
Oh, the like the 2000s era.
Yeah,
one?
It was like one season.
That was a sleek animated one, right?
Very good.
I like X-Men Evolutions too.
I like that one, but not as much as because the story is compelling. First episode, Jean and Professor X, something happened, explosion at the.
See, X-Men though is always. It probably is the best written thing in Marvel. Like, if the comics goes, that and Spider-Man are, like, the best. The pin game on those is crazy. Because just think about what X-Men started for. It was created for the Civil Rights Movement. So, like, you think about it, like, that the pin game on those is crazy. And it's, like, it's always relevant because it's about inequality and things of that nature. So, like, the subject matter is nuts in those. Like, and then Spider-Man because, like, he's the most popular Marvel hero. But
yeah. I did see the X-Men versus Justice League, who wins?
X-Men versus Justice League?
Yeah.
Now which members are we just
that's why it's but like
if, we did, if it's just talking about the core
like
members?
We did off like I was trying to do off the picture that Duffel posted.
Okay, you just want to do it by the picture? We can end on this just to have a nice little fun.
I can't remember what...
I think it just said the core members. It was the core members on a picture, so it was like...
It was the Justice League for the movies, the movie.
Oh, so like Superman, Batman, Aquaman, Flash. Yeah.
But as far as X-Men...
No Green Lantern?
No. It was just the DC movie poster.
Cyborg?
Yep.
Versus Cyborg getting washed.
Dang, I wish I saw the picture.
Cyborg getting washed, regardless. Dog, honestly, though, Chris, tell me who you think first, because I really wanted to talk about it,
because so, I'm having a hard time going back and forth.
Are you having a hard time? I'm not.
Who, you got X-Men?
X-Men all day. The only wild card... That
James Gunn, this is fake, but James Gunn revealed that Marvel DC crossover had already been discussed. That's fake.
No, those calls probably happen all the time. That's like something that will financially be a nightmare to take care of.
Yeah.
Because it's two different companies. But I guarantee they have calls about it all the fucking time. You know how fucking big that would be?
No, that would be.
But especially now that there's multiverse involved everywhere. Like, anyway, Chris, it's X-Men, bro. The only wild card Justice League has is Superman.
No, Wonder Woman?
No. Flash, maybe, too. But Superman just has the strength to, like, deny a lot of things.
Like, do you think Wolverine's claws could penetrate Supes?
Yeah. They're adamantium, yes. But my thing is, I don't know if he can catch them, though. Superman's fast as shit.
He's fast.
So, like, Superman...
They get Batman up out of there.
No, he packed up.
Yeah.
Like, Xavier can just knock his ass out with his mind. He'll be like, go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because just off the rip, like, the psychic powers are already enough.
Yeah.
Cyborg getting packed up immediately. Because Storm can just shock his ass and be a wrap.
Or he could use that electricity as, like, a boost to his...
Nah.
Because that's what they be doing with shit like that.
They're packing him up, bro.
But
here's the thing. Even if they take out all the motherfuckers except Superman, Superman gonna be do some work though.
He knocking
Wolverine out.
I feel like the last two standing from DC would be Soup and Wonder Woman because they're
the strongest.
Yeah,
maybe Aquaman, depending on who he packed up with.
Yeah,
but like X-Men just has too many variables.
I feel like Cyclops getting packed up easy.
I don't know. No, because he's usually is in tandem with somebody else because their combo moves are crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if Jean or Charles freeze anybody for even 2 seconds, Cyclops could put a hole through your ass.
Yeah. But if there's enough confusion going on.
Yeah, if he's in any one-on-one scenario, he getting packed up.
Yeah, and then.
And look, Superman could punch Wolverine once and it's a wrap.
Yeah, straight through that nigga's stomach.
Like his. He'll be out of commission for a while.
But you know where Batman come in. Now, I've seen different scenarios about Magneto's helmet. That he doesn't wear it to stop Charles from the psychic thing. Then there is.
Magneto's another one. He could do crazy damage.
To some of them.
No, but it's no magnetism is crazy.
Yeah. But I'm saying if Batman had a contingency plan.
Yeah, of course.
To steal Magneto's helmet and give it to somebody. And then
I always take these fights as if they just teleport and they're there.
And they just start scrapping.
Yeah. That's how I always take it. Because, yes, if we give Batman time to anybody, I don't put nobody past him.
Yeah. But I was just saying, if he could steal the helmet, and the helmet in this universe is used to block out the psychic
powers,
then we got a fighting chance.
Yeah, because he's just a guy. But the psychic abilities would be the hardest thing to contend with.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If they have too many variables they could throw at you.
Yeah.
Like Nightcrawler could give problems.
Yeah.
Any elemental person could give you problems. But really, even Jean Grey and Charles will give you fucking work. Right? And imagine knocking Jean Grey out and the Phoenix wakes up.
Long day.
That's universe ending power.
Long day.
So that's what I said. Superman is going to be kind of throwing his hose by himself.
Yeah.
But remember, he's weak against magic and shit.
That's true. Who got magic?
Some of them, like Forge has the magic book from his mother. That's what I'm saying. The matchups are what matters. But I don't see nobody beating X-Men really.
Yeah, they're a compatible.
It's like them and the Inhumans are unfair because they have random abilities. Like all of them have random abilities. But Superman gonna knock some motherfuckers out.
Oh, yeah, he gonna get a couple KOs before he go. Because
they're not used to that type of strength. You know what I'm saying? I'll talk about blowing craters up and shit. Nah,
take a nigga out of the atmosphere and suffocate him.
Yeah, easily.
Drop him off.
Have a good day. Oh, you can regenerate. I'm gonna leave you in space to freeze over and over again.
Yeah.
Just bye.
Stay right here, nigga. You a Salisbury just imagine how crazy, nigga.
You know, because he can't breathe in space, so he just keep dying, waking up, not breathing. That? Wolverine, because he regenerates. Yeah.
Damn.
He would just float for all eternity. Just
my nigga Logan, till somebody come save him.
Yeah, but
let me end on this. Shout out to my baby, Mercedes.
Oh,
all right. She wanted me.
That's
to...
fun. I'm zooming on you.
Yeah, zoom in on me. Cause I told her
Look at the camera.
I told her I was gonna clip this and send it to her personally. Shout out to you, baby. I'm finna go home. Call you. You know what I'm saying? We gonna fall asleep on the phone like we've been doing. Yurt. All right. That's all I got.
He's gonna tell me to edit this out after we're done.
The fuck?
He's gonna be like, don't put that on the episode.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Cut it out.
I'm coming home. You feel me? No Diddy. The Diddler.
All right, I'll get. Since you're doing a shout out, I would like to shout out to my wife.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna
zoom in on you.
I'm gonna talk to you tonight. Yeah. You're gonna probably be reading your book or already sleep. I'm gonna just quietly get in bed.
Bring you home some Cracker Jack, Shelby.
I'm gonna slide into bed and be like,
"Let's make another one."
I'm gonna be like, "Hey, we got an anime to watch.
Wake your ass up."
But yeah, just shout out to my wife. We've been doing a damn thing. She's been, handling this pregnancy. And also, we'll let y'all know how the event goes this weekend.
Yes, we do have an event.
But I mean, can't announce it because this episode will come on a Monday. But we're another week in the books. Trying some different stuff with the video. See how y'all like this format better. I think it looks great on my end. It was a lot easier to deal with. We just got Zooms. I don't have to do so much back end editing if I want to add anything or just chop it up for the trailer or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we got a nice little crisp background that I made. So we're out here. And that's pretty much it for us. So as always,
do.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.